This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The New York State Health Planning Council is considering Governor Cuomo's proposed ban on flavored e-cigarettes today. WCBS's Steve Burns joins us live from the Health Department's Lower Manhattan office. Steve, what's the latest there?
Yeah, Joe, we've gone through dozens of public speakers here. A vote should be coming any minute now. The first vote's going to be a recommendation by the committee. That's followed by the full council vote shortly after. Those dozens of public speakers, the vast majority of them have been either vapers or vape shop owners, all echoing basically the same sentiment that they frame this as a life or death decision. Not only as business owners, that a lot of them say they'd go out of business if this flavor ban goes into effect, they also say a lot of people that have been helped by vaping, that switched from cigarettes to vaping, that would be hindered and limited, and people would stick with cigarettes. So the ban as it stands now, before this vote, it would apply to all flavored the sale of all flavored e-cigarettes outside of three varieties. That's flavorless, menthol-flavored, and tobacco-flavored. That ban was proposed by Governor Cuomo over the weekend. He said it's the result of a health crisis spanning the entire state and the entire country, with hundreds of people put in the hospital as the result of vaping. So again, vote should be coming shortly, guys. We'll keep you posted.
Steve, thanks for the update. And if anything changes, we'll check in with Steve Burns there at the health department in Lower Manhattan. A domestic violence suspect shot an NYPD officer in the hand, then was shot and killed by police. Peter Haskell has more from the scene on Staten Island.
The female cop was shot once, but is expected to recover. She was brought here to Richmond University Medical Center for surgery. Police Commissioner Jim O'Neill says the three-year veteran was shot during a struggle for the suspect's gun.
Man then fired two rounds. A police officer returned fire three times, striking the man. In exchange of gunfire, one female police officer was struck one time in the left hand.
It's unclear if the wounded cop was shot by the suspect or another officer. This started when a domestic violence victim was with cops looking for her attacker.
During this search, the woman pointed out her alleged assailant, who was walking outside. The officers quickly dropped the victim off about a block away for her safety and returned to arrest the man.
The suspect was shot dead. Cops say he had a violent past. On Staten Island, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
In Nassau County, the search is on for suspects in the fatal stabbing of a teenager during an after-school brawl in Oceanside. This happened yesterday. Here's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
I don't know how we gonna go on without him,
says Cassine Morris's sister as she mourns the loss of her younger brother.
He was our light in the house.
Authorities say the 16-year-old was stabbed to death here at this shopping plaza in Oceanside in an after-school brawl. 50-plus teenagers were here. Some videotaped the crime. Morris's sister says her brother was always happy.
He was a comedian. He made a joke out of every bad situation. He made everyone smile.
The family had just moved to Oceanside. This was Morris's first year of Oceanside High School.
Just told our mom that this is the happiest he's ever been, and he's so glad that we moved here.
The lead investigator on the case says the killing centered on a teen girl at the school. The victim's sister tells me Morris walked the girl home over the weekend and then started receiving threatening text messages on his phone. So far, no arrests have been made. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen is in the Weather Center. Boy, you're the man of the week. This is great
stuff. What a day this is, too. Now, tomorrow's a little bit cooler, but after that, it starts warming up again. We'll have another day like this probably Thursday, maybe even Friday, and then it starts getting a little warm again. 75 out there now, going down to about near or just under 60 in the city. 42 to 50 in the suburbs overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, a little cooler than today. It stays near 70. Tomorrow night, 55 for the city, even cooler again in the suburbs. And then it starts warming up slowly, a couple degrees each day towards the weekend. 75, humidity just 27%, and a north-northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.